Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is the Parkinson's, a night on the council estate. Listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Parkinson's from their album Reason to Resist. Must have come out 10 years ago. And a track called A Night, maybe not quite 10 years ago, and a track called A Night on the Council Estate. And why have I played that, Tony?
Why are you playing that?
Because they did their first and what I think is the only gig of this year in the UK at the Boston Music Rooms last weekend. And I was too late to play a track by it last weekend. So I thought I'd play it this week in homage of the fact they're back together. Formerly drummed by Eric Baconstrip and yes. Other members of the Parkinson's became Johnny Throttle. The entire band have been friends of the show and we've been friends of the band for a very, very long time. So we will be playing another track by them off that album at the end of this show as well, even though they do have a new album out by looks of things, which we haven't got. So I'll be working out why we haven't been sent the new stuff yet, but I will be finding out. But anyway, great band. Sound very much like The Clash, I think you find.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, they played the town mill, didn't they, years ago. I think that's when we both kind of...
They did play the town mill.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah, I can't remember how that came about. I think Kev at the mill asked me if I thought they were worth booking. And I went, oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I think I remember Kev was quite public about them playing and wanted everyone to go down and see them.
Yeah, and then they didn't get a lot down, did they?
No, I don't think so,
It's a shame, because they were absolutely brilliant, and indeed are, as you just found out. What's the best way to find out more about them, my friend? What's the website?
Theparkinsons.com?
No, it's the-parkinsons.org. Paulie B in the internet, 1, Tony, 0. And I've got a joke for you, and it's a long one.
All right.
If you have a joke for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. That's what Guess Who, Glum Bongo, did, and he's really gone to town this week. It's a novel. Here we go.
Okay.
Watch it, Paul. One evening last week, my wife and I got into bed. Well, we started getting down to business, and it was getting pretty steamy, when she suddenly stops and says, "I don't feel like it. I just want you to hold me." I said, "What? What's going on?" So he says the words every husband on the planet dreads. "You're just not in touch with my emotional needs as a woman enough for me to satisfy your physical needs as a man." She responded to my puzzled look by saying, "Can't you just love me for who I am and not what I do for you in the bedroom?" Realising that nothing was going to happen that night, I went to sleep. The very next day, I opted to take the day off of work to spend time with her. We went out for a nice lunch and then went shopping at a big department store. I walked around with her while she trialled on several different very expensive outfits. She couldn't decide which one to take, so I told her to take all of them. Well, she needed shoes to match, obviously, so I said get a pair for each outfit. We went to the jewellery department next, where she picked out a pair of diamond earrings. Let me tell you, she was so excited. She must have thought I was one wave short of a shipwreck. I suggested she get the matching necklace too. She was almost nearing ecstatic satisfaction from all of the excitement. Smiling with excited anticipation, she finally said, "I think that's all, darling. We'd better go at the cash desk." I could hardly contain myself when I blurted out, "No, honey, I don't feel like it." Her face just went completely blank and her jaw dropped with a baffled "What?" Then I said, "Really, honey? I just want to hold this stuff for a while. You're just not in touch with my financial needs as a man enough for me to satisfy your shopping needs as a woman." And just when she had this look like she was going to kill me, I added, "Why can't you just love me for who I am and not for the things I buy you?" Glum Bongo, pissed off in the Congo, was very, very controversial there. We've said this before, Tony. I'd like to say that the views of the listeners on Punky Radio no way reflect the views of Punky Radio. In fact, I think that women are quite right in their needs sometimes to feel like men don't give them the emotional needs and expect the physical stuff in return. How did I get round it, Tony?
How's that?
Got divorced. Right, so... Next track up this week, band direct from Italy to Punky Radio via my email, and they'll be hopefully very pleased to be played on the show straight away. By the way, if you have a joke for us that's a little bit shorter and not quite as controversial, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, tighten your email Comedy Suburbs, and next time, Glum Bongo, as much as we love you, can you make it a bit shorter?
Yeah.
This band, Marijuano, I'm calling them, Marijuano, Italian punk rock, Tony.
Nice.
Italian stoner punk rock, Tony.
Ooh, okay.
What's their website? I'll tell you what, I'll make it easy for you. What's their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/marijuano?
No, facebook.com/pages/marijuano/35422250467877. And why is that, Tony?
You haven't set a default, you are.
I haven't set a default. You are. Paulie B and the Internet 2, Tony Neil. No pussies in the skate park. Broken shoes on the green. You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That's a good song, isn't it?
Hmm.
That rocks out like you wouldn't believe. Oh, well done, Italy. Let's hope the last time I say that until after the World Cup. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do. Right. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave the comment. That simple. And yeah, get in touch. Get involved. We've had two this week. First up from Josh Murphy.
Hello, Josh.
Who says, speaking of Sir Dan Slott, it isn't on iTunes, so I think it needs to come out of the vaults again for a third appearance. I think that's correct. I think you might be right. Because personally, it's one of my favourite punky radio tracks. We'll see what we can do, Josh.
It's been done.
We'll see what we can do later on in the show then, Josh.
Yes, I'll talk about it later on the show.
Comment from Thomas Hockman. Is there an XML
or RSS?
Yeah, hello. Is there an XML or RSS feed available without using iTunes? Is there a torrent for old shows? Thank you. You have replied. Yes, there is. Feeds.feedburn.com/punkyradio. It's on our Punky Radio page and our Punky Radio website. Old shows, yes, it goes back. There are 310 shows in the feed.
Goes back
2008. We have got back to April 6, 2006, but I can't fit them in the feed for technical reasons. I will make them available somehow.
Mate,
stay tuned.
I think 2008 is far enough.
Yeah, we know when you've got them.
Yeah, I know. It would be nice to show off just to all these people making podcasts now or starting podcasts now going, let daddy drive. We've been doing this years.
It's funny, I listen to this one podcast and they're celebrating their 300th show and thinking, we've just done, this is 452.
Is it?
Yeah. And, people are going 7 years, we've been going nearly nine.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the ones that have been going 6 months that think they're old timers.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I know.
It's terrifying how long we've been doing it.
I know, I'm trying to think about it. But yes, yes, so hopefully you've got all the shows you can listen to. You've got years worth, so it's fine.
Yeah.
There you go. That is it for Facebook.
Well done.
Thank you.
It's pretty red. And now for something completely different. This came through from Voodoo Rhythm. Thank you very much, Beatman, for sending this. We'd fallen off their radar, you might remember me saying. Mm. And I got in touch and said, look, I know we asked for no more physical releases, could we have them by MP3 or whatever instead? He went, yeah, of course, here's the latest one. Sent it straight away. And it's, I don't know if it's a band or a duo or a solo artist, but it's an amount of people, any number, from one to whatever, called The Mees, M-E-S, The Mees. I'm going to tell you right now, Tony, that I can't find a website for them. I think they're brand new. But you are welcome to try what you think might be there is your clamminajam.com bit.
Is your clamminajam.com/vermes?
Nothing that straightforward. Is your clamminajam.com/2014/04/08/the- MESMEES-WE-OUI-OUI-OUI, because it is in fact WE-WE-WE-OUI-OUI-OUI. See if you recognise it. Anyway, Paulie being Internet 3, Tony Nil, this is WE-WE-WE.
To the left, I will just say sad.
Associate.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was way, way, way. And did you do anything last week?
No, I didn't. No. It was mainly work and house-centric, I put it out today.
Oh, fancy that.
Yeah.
I did. I did at very short notice the last minute comedy stroke Kill for a Seat New Act of the Year final in Luton. It should have been in Devon. I think I discussed it last week, didn't
you?
I
certainly did.
Yes. I did, yeah. So it was in Luton instead at 5 days' notice at the Ashcroft Arms, and thank you very much to Steve from the Ashcroft Arms for doing such a great job, not just of the beds, Tony, but of filling the room. We got loads of people down there, and it was a brilliant night, and congratulations to everyone who took part in the competition, and particularly congratulations to Brennan Rees, who won the whole thing, and deservedly so. He was absolutely excellent, and what a night. The plan was to go down there, do the show, get rid of the locals, and then watch a recording of Eurovision, which had just happened, just the Axe and Steve and that, and all just have a right old laugh. And sadly, we didn't get rid of the locals. I shouldn't say this, but we didn't get rid of the locals until about the last local that leaves about 4 a.m., which meant that we tried to watch it. We started watching it. Steve fell asleep after 5. I got as far as the bearded lady walking out and then just gave up. And then the bearded lady won, didn't she? He?
She did, yeah, he
she,
did.
It, she.
But the best song was like the third or fourth,
Austria.
Though, so you did pretty well. Was it Iceland?
Is that right? Is that the... I thought the Iceland one was great.
Yeah, Iceland was my favourite. Yeah, Austria won. Austria was the bearded lady.
Yeah, the bearded lady. I thought the Iceland track was fantastic.
It was brilliant.
It was really, really good fun. The bearded lady won, and I thought of a way that we could win. We could put our own bearded lady in next year.
Okay.
And I thought of Chris Martin from Coldplay.
That would work.
Yeah. He's a right girl. And he got a beard.
Just needs to
How could he fail? So anyway, it was a terrific night. I cannot stress enough. It was fantastic. And I'll tell you what I'm up to this week after, well, in a while. Got 2 songs to play in a row now, Tony.
Okay.
First up, a track that's coming up now. Nightmare Boys. Where did they come from? How did we get hold of them? How do we get over Nightmare Boys?
I don't know.
I can't remember. I don't know whether they came through via Slovenly or whether they're one of the Irish, but I think they came through via Slovenly Records. And if they did, hello Slovenly, hello Joe and all you lot. I think they did. Anyway, what I want to know is, Tony, what is Nightmare Boys' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Nightmare Boys.
It is indeed, and it's Nightmare Boys with 3 Z's or 3 Z's if you're in the US. Tony One, probably the Internet 3. Listen out for King Automatic after this, and information about that coming up very soon. But first up, this is Nightmare Boys and Valium.
We'll be right back.
bled like a shot fox.
Listening to Iguana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was King Automatic and a track called Closing Time, which we did get by a Slovenly Records, even though King Automatic appears to now be on Voodoo Rhythm Records. It all fits in fine. What is King Automatic's website?
KingAutomatic.com.
It is indeed. Tony 2, Paulie B. Internet 3. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar. We love you.
Yes. Yes. Another week, another few gigs at the 12 Bar Club. Currently still on Denmark Street in London. More on that in a moment. But this week's gigs, Sunday is open mic night, as always. If that is your bag, please do go down. I'm going to do Thursday to Saturday.
Right.
Thursday night, Erica, The Hands, I Am The Id, or I Am The ID, and Art Hop. Thursday evening, who knows, how much you think?
£6.
It is. Friday night, 16th of May, Mark and the Clouds, Diatribe, and more to be confirmed. Friday evening, must be good, how much you think?
£6.
It is. Finally, Saturday, 17th of May, Lack, Jack Hayter, Paul Hawkins and the Awkward Silences, The Big Fibbers, My Mate Is Ian, Chi, Quiet Marauder, Francesca's Word Salad, Meat Raffle, and Tim Tomlinson. It's the Anti-Folk Festival.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, lots and lots of stuff got on. Could be anything. Saturday night, how much do you think?
£10.
£6.
Oh, what a bargain.
God knows how many bands are there. I think it's must
about
stop
20 p.m. Yeah. It's fantastic. I don't mind getting that wrong.
Yeah.
So that's 6610.
Yes.
That is a long way up the road from the number of the beast.
So that's it for the gigs, but.
You do that. You do your 12 bar bit now, and then I've got some other gigs to talk about.
All right. Yeah. So the 12 bar club apparently is in trouble. The council is, trying to sell the land off, or certainly sell it off to the developers, and there is a petition to stop it. More information on look at our Facebook page, facebook.com/punkyradio. I have added a couple of links. And there is a link to a petition that you can sign to help. We can't lose the 12 bar venue. It's a classic punk venue. And frankly, it's the only thing that I've got gigs for. So you've got to save Tony's International Gig Guide.
It's a double whammy, this petition.
Exactly, yeah. But no, it would be a great shame for it to go.
I would be devastated. It's one of the best live venues in London, and if you can sign a petition, do it. It doesn't take very long, and please do help out wherever you can. I can't believe things like this are allowed to happen.
No, it always seems
it's to
happen.
It's a way too listed building.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be. Never mind anything else. That should be enough to say you can't knock it down. Who knows?
We'll see.
Fingers crossed for 12 bar. Anyway, I've got another couple of gigs to tell you about as well, Tom.
Wow, okay.
And they're just after that. They're actually, the reason I played King Automatic was because next Wednesday he's playing in Leytonstone, and it's a free entry gig. I haven't got the details to hand, sadly, but it's free entry, and it's in Leytonstone in far northeast London, and I'll be going.
Okay.
And the day before, Tuesday the 19th of May, Limousine are playing Alley Cats on Denmark Street, same street as the 12 bar. In other words, you can't knock the street down. And Limousine are playing, and it's free entry again, and I'll be there as well. I am finally going to see Limousine next week. So really excited about seeing King Automatic. Really excited about seeing Limousine. They're both free entry gigs. They're both next week, which is why we're playing this week, and why we will shortly be playing a Limousine track as well to advertise that fact as well. But right now, that does conclude
Tony's International Gig Guide.
12 bar. Denmark Street special with Leytonstone playing. Yeah, and a petition. And now it's time for Limousine from their latest album, an absolutely brilliant track that I just love everything they do, really. Hello, Limo Dean. We're playing this for you and for me and for anyone who can be at the gig next Tuesday night. What is... Oh, did I ask you King Automatic website?
Yes.
Yeah, I did, and you got that right. What is Limousine's website?
Limousine.co.uk? Forgot.
Limousineband.com. Four, Tony Two, this is Balls Hot Mama.
I was lying in the castle, but down on my luck. No, she ain't good looking, but she was good enough. But she was Norwegian, had a PS phone. With 27 languages, I understand one. Balls Hot Mama, hotter, hotter. Balls Hot Mama, hotter, hotter, oh yeah. Balls Hot Mama, hotter, hotter. Balls Hot Mama, hotter, hotter, oh yeah.
Jouster.
You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Limousine, Paul's Hot Mom. I can't wait to see him next week. We've waited a long time. Can't wait to see him.
It has been a long time.
I hope it's not a tube strike or something.
God.
You know, it'd be just my luck, wouldn't it?
Probably
Anyway, that is what I'm definitely hoping to do next week. But are you doing anything this week?
I'm actually going to see a band myself.
Are you?
Yeah. Friday night, Rescue Rooms, we're going to see the John Spencer's Blues Explosion.
Oh, my mate Jason went to see them at Coco on Saturday night and said they were absolutely brilliant.
Brill. It's one of Seth's favourite bands.
Right, fantastic. She's got good taste, that girl.
She has.
She's got good taste. Wow, oh, that'll be fantastic. And the Rescue Rooms, well, I thought they'd be in a...
Yeah, no, small venue.
Yeah. Because Coco's are bigger than in London, but John Spencer at the Rescue Rooms, that'll be fantastic.
Yeah. It was late night it goes. I'm looking forward to it.
I imagine you're excited.
Mm-hmm. Going out, Friday night, Norway. Everything. Wow.
Yeah, no, I'm going to Norway.
Oh, okay, cool.
On Friday morning, I'm off to Oslo again, this time with two great comics, Nick Page and Sally Ann Hayward, and we're also going with Nick Page's girlfriend, Alice, and my brother. It's going to be a right bunch of us going. And there's rumours that one or two of the people that saw me at the gig in Trondheim a few weeks ago might be coming out to Oslo for the weekend. And it's Setende Mai, which is Norway's Independence Day on the 17th of May, and it's the 200th anniversary of their independence from Sweden. Everyone's happy about that, even the Swedish. It's going to be a mad weekend. It's going to be a fantastic couple of nights. Friday night we're at a place no one knows how to say, so I'm going to call it Soul, S-A-W-O-L, which is on Grönland. And on Saturday night we'll be at Queen's Pub, which is on Brugata, and both gigs are going to be brilliant. Both gigs 8:30 starts, both gigs 150 kroner to get in. I hope to see some of you down there if you are in the Oslo area. You can find more oslocomedyclubs.wordpress.com. I am excited. It basically means I've got a lot happening soon.
Yes.
Yeah. But next up, something we threatened last week, and something that fitted in with what I did this afternoon, because I made a video this afternoon, or started making one, a pop video of a song I did a couple of years ago called Norwegian Disco, which I've been planning to do for a long time. And yes, I did dress up as a knight, and as it occurred to me as I was dancing around like a knight, I thought I could be Sir Dance-a-Lot. And fancy that, because it's been requested. Sir Dance-a-Lot is not on iTunes. When my old laptop died, I thought Sir Dance-a-Lot had died with it. I got in touch with the band, the Newtown Centre, said, listen, can you furnish me with an MP3 of Sir Dance-a-Lot? We've had a request for it. They said, yes. I said, by the way, can you put it on iTunes? They said, we'll sort it.
Excellent.
So hopefully, by the time you've heard this song, it will be available for purchase on iTunes, as should be all the tracks you've heard this week. But this is a particular favourite of mine and yours, isn't it? And
yes.
It's been in my head all week. And the lyrics are fantastic. It's incredibly dancey. It's not punky radio. It's not punk in that, but it's punky radio, isn't it?
Hmm.
This is what Newtown Centre is. We've been with them all the way through and just love them. And this is just, this is some good old-fashioned dance around funky pop music, isn't it?
Yeah.
Should have been hit. This should have, if I could do anything to make any song we've ever played on this show a hit, I would want this one to be the hit. Do you think that's fair enough?
Yeah, I'm tied between this and Kathy, but yeah, this is certainly more hit potential.
The Wonk Unit classic.
Yeah, yeah. To the song that stand out.
Yeah, I think it would be easy to make this one a hit, to be honest.
Quite agreeing.
I'll ask you about the website after you've heard this. In the meantime, I'm going to do the first line first, because I just love it so much. Dave, don't you go putting crap on my desk. This is Sir Dance-a-Lot. Step and lower his head.
exercised. Something happened under the water that opened my eyes. The lady of the lake appeared to me. She said, "You're the one I choose." And handed me a pair of jewel-encrusted silver dancing shoes. She said, "Put on your ancient footwear and step on up to the floor there. And show us your dandy moves from the nights of yore." Yeah, I'll win, baby, I should dance a lot. I like to dance, dance, dance when the music's hot. I even dance, dance, dance when the music's not. I'm so dance a lot, I'm so dance a lot. Oh, I'm a wee baby, I'm so dance a lot. I move my hips and my heels and my hands a lot. I've got a supple upper and my soles are hot. I'm so dance a lot, I'm so dance a lot. Oh, Dave, man, chill, you'll get your reports next week. Don't be alarmed, but I've hit a heroic streak. You wanna know your month and sales for your revenue, but I'm gonna have to rock down to Electric Avenue.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I'm so dance a lot. I like to dance, dance, dance when the music's hot. I even dance, dance, dance when the music's not. I'm so dance a lot, I'm so dance a lot. Oh, I'm a weedy, I'm so dance a lot. I move my hips and my heels and my hands a lot. I've got a supple upper and my soles are hot. I'm so dance a lot, I'm so dance a lot. Oh, wow.
Listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Oh, in my way, baby, I'm so dance a lot. I like to dance, dance, dance when the music's hot. I'll even dance, dance, dance when the music's not. Cause I'm so dance a lot. Yeah, I'm so dance a lot. Ow! What's their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Newtown Centres.
No, facebook.com/groups/25348686744/?FRF=TS. And why is that, Tony?
You haven't said D4 URL.
Yeah, set D4 URL. One of the greatest disco pop songs ever. Shit at the internet.
Yeah.
I just love that song. I hope you enjoyed it too. And if you do find it on iTunes, buy it. Because we've asked them to put it on, especially for the Punky Radio. So don't let us down. It won't cost you very much.
No.
That makes it fully be the internet 5, Tony 2.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not good, is it?
That's not really very good, no.
It's me. Anyway, have you got a twat?
I do.
Get in.
Yeah. If you have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Want the twat's name, where they're from, reason for the nomination. This is the last twat I've got, so I do need them. Email me now. Thank you very much. This is another one from Steve, the Sussex Saint, who emailed a few weeks ago. He says, "Hi Tony, sorry that you've been having such a poor run with the twatting, but I hope to end your drought with the following. Like loads of other people in December last year, we had storm damage to our house when some roof tiles came off and went through our roof, flat roof extension. It took until March to get someone to come and fix it, and last week a guy came to assess the claim. He took some details away and said he would phone back. He duly did, and we agreed on what would and wouldn't be covered. But then he tried to get us to accept the amount X VAT, using some statement about not being able to include VAT on his system. I challenged him and he said he would come back to me in 5 minutes. When he did come back, very quickly, he said the system would accept it now. I reckon the cheeky sod was trying it on, because the VAT amount was about £600. I think his name was Jeremy. So for trying to do us out of £600, I nominate Jeremy, the loss adjuster, as a twat. Regards, Sussex Saint.
I think that's fair enough.
That's fair, yeah.
I think that's fair enough.
Yeah. Can't argue with that, can you? So, I'm guessing from Sussex. So for trying to do Steve out of £600, Jeremy, the loss adjuster, from Sussex probably,
is a twat. Absolutely fair enough. If you have a twat, do email tony@punkyradio.com. Tightly your email, here's a twat, or I've got a twat for you, or yeah, rose are red, rise are blue, I've got a twat waiting for you.
There you go.
That. Or I'm something good. Like that. Have a twat in the title so he knows what's going on. Right, I meant to say that I have also, during this show, been having a cup of tea, and I've been drinking it out of my limousine mug.
Oh, excellent.
And thank you very much to Limousine for sending me my limousine mug. They have merchandise, so do make sure you check out Limousine's merchandise. Right, last song this week, Tony, and we're going back to the Parkinson's. And I have just looked at the list of songs we've done this week, and they all involve going out and having fun. We've had a night on the council estate, what could be more fun? No pussies in the skate park, don't let them in, have a laugh. Wee, 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 oh yeah. Nightmare Boys, Valium, that'll calm you down the next day. King Automatic, closing time. Hey, that's in the pub. Limousine, Balls Up Mama. Oh, who can't have fun with the Balls Up Mama? Newtown Centre, Dance A Lot, and now finally the Parkinson's, and a track this week that you're going to love. Again, from their album Reason To Resist. I don't know if the album's still available. It probably is on iTunes. Check it out anyway. I've already asked you what the Parkinson's website is, so I'll ask you what their label's website is, or certainly the label that's looking after them right now, which is Dirty Water Records. What is Dirty Water Records' website?
DirtyWaterRecords.com.
No, dirtywaterrecords.co.uk. Poorly Begins, Then Sings, Tony T. This is She Prefers... Oh, and this is for Mariem. And this is She Prefers Girls. That's about it for listening this week. That was She Prefers Girls by the Parkinson's. Hope you've enjoyed yourselves on this show. I know I have. There's a few people that we'd like to explain who they are. I haven't really said this the right way this week. There are some internet stations that carry this show. That's where I was trying to get to. Could you remind us what they are, Tony?
Yeah, we are on the Internet's Talk Superstation. You can find them at talksuperstation.com. We're on Podunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K, radio.com. We're on Galactic World Radio, G-A-L-A-C-T-I-C, worldradio.com. And finally, we're on Radio Andra, radioandra, A-N-D-R-A.S-E.
Well read, and thank you very much to Chris Hollis for directing the video shoot that I did today, and the very best of luck with your wedding in 3 weeks' time. That's a bit, I hope to see some of you in North... Did I say that's a bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bit. That's about it. That's an abbreviation of that's about it. That's a bit. That's a bit. I hope to see some of you in Oslo over the weekend. If not, maybe I'll see some of you next week in London town at the gigs, and maybe Tony will see you at the John Spencer Blues Explosion at the Rescue Rooms in Nottingham. That's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo. Apoo.